Hello. On this 24th day of February in the year 2021, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, the United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth, thank you for coming to my website. I'm so glad that you can take some time out. I want to play something to encourage you. I want to build you up. I want to bring you to a higher point in life than where you find yourself right now. And I believe that a person so many years ago, when I was a young man, was on a set of vibraphones, you know, those bloom, 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 bloom sounding instruments, and with a bass fiddle and a beautiful voice, the voice of Ben E. King. I'm going to play a number called Spanish Harlem. I'm going way back because I want to encourage you. This is the way music was and verses formed in my head as I attempted to justify who I was in this world. Benny King, Spanish Harlem. And you know what? I don't know what year it was, but I'm going to ask Google right now. Google, what year did Benny King record Spanish Harlem? And let me see what Google...
Here's what I found.
Ah, there it is. That's right. It was recorded in 1960. So therefore, I was 16 years old when this particular record came out. I was in the midst of my teen men. Get this. Here, I'm 77 now doing this. And I was 16 years old when I first heard this music. Wait a minute. I want that to grab you. Not playing with it. That's a heck of a lot of years. As a matter of fact, decades upon decades, but I want you to listen to the music. Oh, wait a minute. There's someone at my front door. And what I want you to do, okay, I got that. And what I want you to do is to go back in your mind, if you can, when you were 16 years old, and ask yourself this question: what was the paramount song? What was the thing that guided you through your teenage years? That's what I want you to do, and I want you to take a close look at that. But I want to give you a quote here, since it is the African American History Month, and I'm glad that we do recognize that every year, because what we have to do is to remember some things about us as people of color. I think that's very important. This is what George Washington Carver said one day. He said, "We get closer to God as we get more intimately and understandingly acquainted with the things that he has created. I know of nothing more inspiring than that of making discoveries of one's self." So George Washington Carver was saying, you need to discover yourself, and so that you would be able to get along good with the things that give you perpetuity in this world. I guess I can say that. Now, what I want you to do is to, when I was 16 years old, I heard this sound for the first time in my life.
There is a rose in Spanish Harlem, a red rose up in Spanish Harlem. Sun. It only comes up when the moon
Listen. Yes, Benny King, 1960, Spanish Harlem. I was 16 years old. That's right. I was attending Jordan High School. Yes, I used to walk from my grandma's house, where I was living at the time, 1306 East 107th Street, all the way to Jordan High School. And I was listening. Wait a minute, did I have a transistor? Yeah, transistor radios had been out, and I had one. No, I didn't. I had my first transistor radio when I attended Fremont High School. Oh, my goodness. My mind is still working. How does your mind work? Just here to encourage you during these times when, you know, most of us are staying in and taking care of... Oh, you know what? I am so excited. I got to share some news with you. You know, my little chair that I bought to watch movies in, well, I said, oh, my goodness, that... It wasn't real leather. It kind of fell apart. So I got a good deal on a nice chair, and it's supposed to be in tomorrow. I'm excited about that. That means that I can watch movies. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to take out a little time today to kind of redo my surround sound system in my living room. And so then I can have a more perfect sounding music. I want to do that. I'm glad that you can come and join me on my website today. Wait a minute. I'm getting a call in. I don't know who this person is, so I think I'll take it and then, no, they hung up. I didn't have to take it. Good. It must not have been important. But you came to my website today, so I just, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna have some fun. I'm going to play some more music for you and give you a little history behind that. How about that? Just to encourage you. This webcast is called Edify. It means to build up, not to tear down. A lot of times people come to my website and I seem to be tearing someone down. I'm only tearing down, listen, I'll tear down anything that anybody says that they speak against God and His Word. I will tear that down because I believe that all of the blessings that all of us experience has to do with God. Oh, I have. Hey, listen, I don't believe in praise reports, but the G-man called me yesterday from Houston, Texas. And if any of you ever studied the Bible with me in my home fellowships, you know that the G-man is Guillermo. Guillermo called me last night from Houston, and he said that he has recovered from COVID. And he was telling me about his bout with COVID-19. And he said, PJ, I got to tell you, the taste went, his smell went, he had massive headaches, and he made it. I said, you survived? He said, yep. And I just want to encourage you folk out there to stay away from people that you're not used to being around. Stay away from them. Unless you have people that you know are free and clear of that, stay away. I had an appointment today that I was supposed to meet with someone here, and I canceled that appointment just out of the blue. I try to stay away from as many people as I can, because let's be cautious. If Guillermo got it and survived, well, you know, there we are. And so here we are, and I'm going to play another song, and we're going to take a close look at that too. Now, here's one that I think you're really going to love to hear, because, and I got to tell you about the history of this song, and so that you will know what kind of effect that this song had on black people in the community. On January the 1st, 1965, this record was released, and it was a hit in the black community on the R&B charts. I mean, a big hit. It was the kind of songs that brothers sung to their girlfriends. And I remember that because it was in May of 1965 when I was drafted into the United States Army. At that time, there were myriads of young black men being killed in Vietnam. And this song came out, and I want to play it for you. It was a hit in the black community and the white community, and it was something, a voice that I had never heard before. I'd heard the song before, I think, but this one sung this way, The Righteous Brothers.
Oh,
Unchained Melody. Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers, and released in January 1965. Oh my goodness, I was what? That I was 20 years old, because in February 1965, I was 21. Can you believe I was 20 years old when that record came out? Whoa! And it's like yesterday. I remember the violins, and that young man, blonde hair, blue eyes, singing that song. And we used to love, and because I went to parties and dances, we used to love to slow dance off of that record. That was a record. We lived during a time years ago when it was a wonderful time to be alive. It was just, what? I know that there was racism going on. There was hatred going on. The Vietnam War was going on. Vietnamese people were being killed. White people, black people, Hispanics, all that. Man, the world was just as messed up then as it is now. And we went through that, and we made it, and you know what? Here we are going through this, and some of us are going to make it here. I'm doing this webcast. It's called To Edify. I'm trying to build you up, to encourage you. Now, I'm going to do it with one of the greatest voices that ever donned in a vocal cord in a human being. Sam Cooke is his name. And Sam Cooke says, this is a wonderful, wonderful world.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. Maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you.
Thank you, Sam Cooke. What a wonderful, 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 wonderful world. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. One of my favorite verses in the Bible. I mean, it just on a list of 1 to 10, this is number 1 for me, because I believe that verse 28 of chapter 8 is my alma mater when it comes to edification. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good. Now, if that's not edification, I don't know what is. And look at the second part of the verse, because it highlights itself in a very cool way. Let me start reading it from the first again. And we know that God causes. Now let's pause right there. In other words, cause and effect. Who is the cause and the effect? It's God. God causes. God causes what? The good? God causes the bad. You know what? This is something because it forces me to do a hermeneutical check. Isaiah 45:7 just popped into my head. I'm turning to it now, and I'm hoping that I'm right. Isaiah 45:7, how does it read? I don't know why that verse just popped in my head. Just popped in as I was thinking about God causes all. And when I go to 45:7, yeah, it says, the one forming light and creating darkness, causing well-being and creating calamity, I, the Lord, who does all these. See, while I was reading Romans 8:28, Isaiah 45:7 popped in my head. Let me share something with you. I didn't need an open Bible. I know that. How do I know that? I'm trying to encourage you. We heard about the black police officer from Louisiana that blew his brains out a couple of days ago, frustrated with what's going on in his world, frustrated when he sees what one set of persons are doing to another set of persons, frustrated because of the racial inadequacies in this country, in this world, frustrated and blew his own brains out, killed himself, and left a video of why he did it. Listen to this, Romans 8:28. Let's go back there. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good. Now, you might be saying, was it good that that policeman murdered himself? Is he going to heaven or Hades? I don't know anything about that. I'm not going to try to answer that. But when I look at the second part of the verse, it gives a cautionary note to me. It says, let me read it from the first again. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Don't ever forget the verse. I'm encouraging you. I'm Pastor John. I may not have a pulpit, may not have a church, don't have a special time to do a Bible study, but I'm going to tell you this. You need to look at this verse, look at it very closely, and then you need to applicationally apply it to your own life. Look what it says. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good. Wait a minute. Wait. What you talking about, John? What you talking about? God causes all things to work together for good. What you mean? The killing of that man like that? Is that what you're saying, John? God causes all things to work together for the good. For who? But for who, though? It says, to those who love God. You see what I'm talking about? If you want God to work things together for the good for you, then God wants you to love him. Oh, my gosh. Look at this. Wait a minute. How does one love the creator of the whole blooming universe? How does one manifest such gratitude to the gratitude giver? Hey, what? How does he do that? Listen. For those who love God, and then the writer continues and says, to those who are called according to his purpose. Oh, my goodness. This comes from a Greek word, prothesis. Wait, what do I have marked here in my notes? Prothesis is setting forth, and I can barely read my notes, but who are called according to a purpose. In other words, when God calls you, he provides for you a thesis for where you are and what you're going to do. And the thesis has to go along with his thesis. The poor policeman that put a bullet in his head, I was telling somebody that if someone could have introduced him to the thesis maker, that that possibly would not have taken place. Oh, it's just great to have God's word lay the premise for us, and so that we don't, you know, we won't have to worry about what's going on in our times. We know that God causes all good things to come together, especially for those of us that love God and those who are living according to God's will. Would God want you to pray for and to admonish people to be edified in their faith and in living towards the happiness of everything? Sure. Now, I'm going to play this next record by a guy whose life ended tragically, but it was given to him on a silver spoon. As a matter of fact, he was the first Anglo-Saxon in the United States of America that ever jumped on kind of like a white R&B kind of a thing. And he started off with this particular number, and it had to do with some shoes. Elvis Presley, blue suede shoes.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. But if you get ready now, go ahead, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything, but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, if you knock me down, step in my face, slip in my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do.
Anything but stay off of my blue suede shoes. You know, come to think of it, I've never seen a pair of blue suede shoes. I've seen black suede shoes. Believe it or not, green suede shoes. That was very popular when I was in my late teens, 18, 19. But blue suede? Blue would look cool. It would, and whatever the king, Elvis Presley, had on his feet looked cool. Elvis is gone. Man, oh, man, oh, man, all these great voices. I hope you're being encouraged by my webcast today. Sometimes I give you some gloomy stuff, you know, talk about some issues. And I think that I owe you an explanation on one of the webcasts that I did a couple of days ago on the death of Frederick Casey Price. Really sympathy to the family and everyone that love Frederick and his family. But when it comes to professionalism, Frederick didn't tell the truth about God. And I was on the opposite end of that when I was in ministry. So the negativity, which appeared to maybe sound like negativity, was not negativity. It was positivity. Because when you positively affirm God, you can't all the time. Well, sometimes it comes across negatively when it looks at men. You know, the Bible puts it this way, let God be true and all men a lie. Well, in that case, I think I was right about that. We're going to listen to somebody else now, and his name is Wilson Pickett. And I remember when this record came out, it was called Mustang Sally. Wilson Pickett. Listen. Listen.
Mustang Sally.
Mustang Sally. Listen. What?
Guess you better slow that Mustang down.
You better slow that Mustang down. That girl was pushing that thing at high speed. Tell her again.
Mustang Sally, my baby.
Tell her, Wilson. Tell her, Wilson. Tell her now. Hey.
Guess you better slow that Mustang down.
Slow that Mustang down, girl. You know you're going too fast with that. Uh-huh. You can't drive it that fast. Tell her.
You've been running.
Your flat feet on the ground.
Sing it
come
one
on,
more time.
Tell her again, Wilson. One more time.
All you wanna do is ride around, Sally.
Ride, Sally, ride.
All you wanna do is ride around, Sally.
Ride, Sally, ride.
All you wanna do is ride around, Sally.
Ride, Sally. Mustang Sally. Mustang Sally. Ha. It's a single by Wilson Pickett. It was from an album entitled The Wicked Pickett. Man, what a record. And it was recorded and released in 1966. I was in the Army. I recall when this record was first played on Armed Forces Military Radio. I was stationed in Seoul, Korea, in the 304th Signal Battalion in Yongsan. I'm telling you, I remember that. And when that record came out, the military DJ would play it. He said, check this out from the States. And we were all doing the funky dog and all that kind of thing. Yeah, it was Rhythm and Blues, and it was recorded on Atlantic. Atlantic had a lot of black singers on there, and Mack Rice was a writer of that. Jerry Wexler produced it along with Rick Hall. They made money on that record, Mustang Sally. Hey, thank you for tuning in to my website today. I'm glad that we can hang out and listen to some good music, and I just wanted to encourage you. I think I'll stop right here at 37 minutes and 34 seconds. Really don't have to go an hour. You guys hang tight. Try to stay positive about everything. For those that have lost loved ones and know people that have, God bless you. You're going to be all right. You just keep on going forward. Keep on doing it. Three things that I wanted to share with you. I wrote it down. What helps us get through terrible times as we edify, as we try to build each other up on this 24th day of February, the year 2021? We do it through love and through concern and through human kindness. And Romans chapter 8, verse 28 is our scriptural verse for the day. Thank you for coming to Pastor John's website, and thank you for being encouraged. You guys hang in there now. I'll talk to you real soon, Lord willing.